Well, we had in our preparation already thought, been thinking of that might be some changes in their team. But also we had a very serious preparation because they started with their experienced defense. But on up front, they played with two youngsters. And with, when you play those young guys, they are always ambitious. And they like to show how what they can do, which they did in the first half. They made the equalizer, which caused us some problems. So it's not always easy when there are some replacements to play them.
You've almost been likened to a ship's captain of needing to turn the Chelsea ship around. Gradually, you're doing it, aren't you?
Well, of course, we are working now since December, and step by step, I like them to play as we like them to play, as they can play, not because of their natural quality, which is present in this team, but they also do as a team I call it always the dirty work. They defend every player now, knows what to do when we don't have the possession of the ball. And on top of that, they have the quality, when you are well organized, to play. And that's what they can. But it's for me important that they are very disciplined tactically and try to play also a high press, which I like very much.
Can I just ask you about one incident in the first half when Manchester City scored? It looked as if a couple of coins were thrown onto the pitch. It's not the first time this weekend that has happened. Does football need to send a really strong message that sort of behaviour is unacceptable?
I heard of this, and I was astonished that it happened here. And I think, but I'm talking for my own now, but also I think a bit like Chelsea. The ones who did it, I think they will be traced and will be sanctioned as well. You don't do that in a pitch.
And never to come to Stamford Bridge again.
Well, that's what the Chelsea has to do. But in principle, if you misbehave, don't go to the stadiums.
Good, so that's a fantastic result on the pitch, and 10 goals in the last two home games as well. Chelsea are ruthless right now.
Yeah, that's what we like. That's what we like. And last week against Newcastle, it was the same. Because the team now is coming into an organization that they're well aware what to do. What to do is not what I said before, not because of the quality. There's quality in this team by nature. But they know as a team what to do when we don't have possession of the ball. We try to change a bit to high pressure. Not always possible in the tough league like Premier League. But if we do so, we can recover early a ball, and then we have the quality to score and be ruthless.
Are you seeing the change in confidence with this Chelsea side? Hazard's on the score sheet today. Yeah. Costa keeps on scoring as well. It's ebbing out of almost every player on the pitch at the moment.
Yeah, but it's also good that now, because a few weeks ago I told also publicly that Costa was only marking his goals, which we liked very much. But some others, they have to stand up to assist, but also to score. And I think a lot of attackers scored today, which is encouraging.
What was the change at half-time that you seemed to make to get more cutthroat with the City side? Because it took a while to break them down. They started quite brightly.
Yeah, that's true. And they made an equaliser by our sloppy defence, and that's why we emphasised on. If you don't defend well in the way we like you to defend, then you have problem in this league, and we emphasised on. And once more, if you have that well organised, then I'm convinced that our quality will be determined at the end.
What's the overall thoughts on this week in general? A good performance in midweek against PSG, of course. Big win last week in the Premier League. Big win in the FA Cup as well.
Yeah, it was a pity that we didn't make a draw in Paris. But it was a disciplined performance, and hopefully we can finish it off at home, which is not easy against a big team. But I think the team demonstrated the way they like to play football, and it was rewarded by the public as well.
Everton away next in the FA Cup. How do you feel about that draw?
Well, it's for me a repetition of another game I have beautiful memories of, the FA Cup final against David Moyes, Everton in 2009. That's the past. But some of that in their club will go for revenge, I think. And will not be easy. It's a decent team. We played them here recently, and it's difficult to play them. But let's hope we can be successful.